light of God shine through our life. You can make a difference in the world. You can be a beacon of hope. This show is a place where you can come each night, but especially on these really tough evenings right now, to let go of the tension, calm the fears, clear your mind, and come up with ways to be light in the dark and to be safe out there tonight. Our phone lines are open tonight. If you would like to talk, I'm here for you. 1-800-222-1067. We will head to those phone lines right now and start off the show with a call from a listener who's got a lot to say, a lot of sweet words to share about his strong love. Strong love. Let's find out what he means by that. Hi, you've called Delilah. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Don Dre.
What can I do for you tonight?
I just got done with a date with my wonderful girlfriend, and I want to request a song that is going to make the evening perfect.
Your wonderful girlfriend. Listen to you smile when you say that. What's your honey's name?
Her name's Christina.
Tell me about Christina and why you're grinning from ear to ear.
Well, if you were able to meet her in person, you would be able to tell.
If I met her in person, I'd be grinning as broadly as you. I don't think so. She might be lovely, but you're in love.
Beyond in love.
And how old are you?
I'm 25.
How old is Christina?
She's 45.
Really?
Yes.
So have you dated an older woman before, or is she just captured your heart?
Well, this is the first time I've dated an older woman, and It was like love at first sight.
How long have you been dating?
9 months.
And what did your family say at first?
Well, the first person I told was my mom, and my mom said, as long as I'm happy.
Mom said, as long as you're happy, then she'll support you.
That's right.
Awesome. Well, good for you, too. What song can I play for you?
I'll let you choose a song.
All right. I'll find a good one for you. Good luck.
Thank you.
We're both lying here. There's so many things I wanna say. I will always love you. I would never leave you alone. Sometimes I just forget to say things I might regret. Breaks my heart to see you crying.
Hi, you've called Delilah.
Hi, Delilah.
Hi, who's this?
This is Alice. Oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm talking to you. I've been trying to reach you for so long.
What can I do for you, honey?
Well, I was wondering if you could play a song for my best friend and me. He's, his name is Dave, and we go to school together, and he's always been there for me. I mean, I can call him up whenever. I mean, it's like 2 in the morning, and if something's wrong, he'll be there, and he'll talk for me forever.
And his name is Dave?
Yes.
So this is buddy friend Dave friend, or buddy friend that someday I might kiss him friend?
Well, see, I already took care of that part.
Oh, well, then.
Okay, but then I moved, and we kind of just, like, you know, separated, and now he's going out with someone, and he called me for advice, and it's just really hard.
Yeah, you're like, advice, I'll give you some advice. Dump her now, dump her, dump her, dump her.
I know, but she's such a nice girl, and I have to, like, tell him, like, what all the girls want and stuff, and it's so hard for me. Oh, I was just wondering if you could choose a song for us.
I will do that.
Okay.
I'm
Hey, it's Delilah. If you listen to the show, when you've listened to it for any length of time, you probably heard my son, Sonny, on the air with me. You probably heard me tucking him into bed or my daughter Shayla into bed over the years. You probably know that I've got children that are many, many, many years apart. That's because I've adopted a lot of kids. I have adopted kids for years and years, and I've been parenting for over 40 years. I'm not even kidding. But in a moment, I'm going to talk with a mama bear who had children many years apart that she didn't adopt. God blessed her and her husband. Almost two decades between their two girls. I'm going to find a sweet song for her coming up next. You're listening to Delilah.
The club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends sat at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. Bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. 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 Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you.
When we came, we let the story begin. We're going out on our first date. So go all you can eat, fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room. And now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body.
Station that starts your workday with 3 hours of commercial-free non-stop music. It's Light FM. Start your workday with us tomorrow at 8:20. We'll pour on the music non-stop.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight. I don't want to lose your love tonight.
Some folks feel it's just a superficial thrill. Everybody's gonna have to think again.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the Delilah Show. Who is this?
Hi, Delilah. My name is Melinda.
Hi, Melinda. Welcome aboard. What can I do for you?
Would love to dedicate a song to my two daughters. My husband and I are married 40 years. We had a daughter in 1986, and our second was born in 2004.
Wow. That's a little age span.
Almost 18 years. I was engaged at the age of 15. My parents allowed him to give me a ring with the promise that he would wait for me to finish school. We stayed engaged for 3 years and got married in 1983. And the Lord blessed us with two daughters, one in 86 and one in 2004. God's so good. Everything is in his timing. And that's how we live our lives.
Everything is in his timing. But were you beyond shocked?
No, I truly wasn't. Truly was not. We never did anything to prevent a child. It's just, you could say, we used to joke and say, oh, we'll take as many as God gives, and 12 will be it. God says 2 is probably all you can afford. And he was so right. God doesn't make mistakes.
No, he doesn't. No, I made my fair share.
I've listened to you for years, just to not cut you off. We've listened to you for many years.
I was going to say, I have made my fair share of mistakes, but his grace has covered them all.
Amen. Absolutely. God is so good.
Well, I hope he grants both girls the desires of their heart, whatever that looks like.
Thank you, Delilah.
Thank you.
City.
your dedications, your love songs.
Every night.
With Delilah on 106.7 Light FM.
Say my name, say my name. No one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. If you ain't running game. Say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Why the sudden change? Say my name, say my name. If no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. If you ain't running game. Say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Better say my name.
I would call, you would say, baby, how's your day? But today, it ain't the same. Every other word is a huh, yeah, okay. Could it be that you are at the crib with another lady? If you took it there, first of all, let me say, I am not the one to sit around and be played. So prove yourself to me. I'm a girl that you claim. Why don't you say the things that you said to me yesterday?
I know you say that I was doing things.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems. Believe that you are at home by yourself. When I just heard the voice of someone else. Just this question, why do you feel you gotta lie? Getting caught up in your game when you cannot say my name.
I know you say that I was doing things.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
Welcome to your Monday night, the 30th of September, and what a crazy last 4 or 5 days it's been. So much heartbreak, so much heartbreak, so much loss, entire communities gone. I don't know what to do except pray, and look for ways to help. So many ways we can help. Please do not get scammed in the process of helping, though. Find a credible way to donate or to give and pray. We'll be back. You're listening to Delilah.
I
do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. Yeah. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. If you can't be right. Can't be right, yeah. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. Yeah. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. Yeah. When I'm away from you, I miss your touch. You're the reason I believe in love. For me to trust, and I'm afraid that I'ma f*** it up. Ain't no way that I can leave you stranded, 'cause you ain't never left me empty-handed. And you know that I can't live without you. So baby, stay. Oh, 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 oh. I'd be if you can't be right here.
I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. Yeah. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. Yeah. Oh, I need you to stay.
As I said a moment ago, today is the 30th of September, which means at midnight tonight, the longshoremen go on strike. What does that mean for you and me? Nothing in the short term, nothing in the next few days, probably. But after that, it means, you know, things that we depend upon being shipped in and unpacked at the ports might not be there. I know they are coming up with alternative routes. They're going to be shipping stuff to the West Coast instead of the East Coast and moving it across with trains, planes, and automobiles. But you know how I always tell you it is better to be safe than sorry and better to be prepared than to be caught unawares. It is always better. Come on, I was a Girl Scout for years. It is always better to be prepared, to think ahead. If shipments of things that I normally depend upon might not be coming in, perhaps I should think about that now while I still have time. And I am not suggesting that you go crazy and be rude and do the nonsense that happened before COVID. I am suggesting that you use the wisdom that God gave you. Speaking of wisdom, we're going to share some of that wisdom tonight via the airwaves, as we do every night in our Delilah Dilemma. And we're going to be playing your request and your dedications. You're listening to Delilah.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
She said it's cold outside, and she hands me my raincoat.
was always worried about things like that. She said it's all gonna end and it might as well be my fault. And she only sleeps when it's raining. And she screams and her voice is straining. She says, baby, it's 3 a.m. I must be lonely. She says, baby, well, I can't help but be scared of it all sometimes. And the rain's gonna wash away, I believe it. She's got a little bit of something, and God, it's better than nothing. And in a color portrait, well, she believes she's got it all. She swears the moon don't hang quite as high as it used to. And she only sleeps when it's raining. And she screams, and her voice is straining. She says, baby, when it's 3 a.m., I must be lonely. Yeah, when she says, baby, help but be scared of it all sometimes. And the rain's gonna wash away, I believe. Yeah. Well, she believes that life is made up of all that she used to. The clock on the wall has been stuck at 3 for days and days. She thinks that happiness is a map that sits on her doorway. Yeah. But outside, it stopped raining. We'll be scared of it all sometimes. The rain's gonna wash away, I believe. Yes, when it's 3 a.m. I must be lonely. We have to see ourselves, baby. Well, I can't help but be scared of it all sometimes.
Today, and get your print on.
Can I?
I received this letter from Lorraine, who says, "Dear Delilah, with our 30th anniversary coming up, I wanted to share our love story. We met in my hometown in Canada and moved to California shortly after getting married some years later. It was a little rocky at first, but with compromise and maturity, the years passed and we got better. Just when it seemed life could not be any better, I got breast cancer and endured 6 months of chemo and radiation at the age of 40. This man, my husband, stood by my side every step of the way, even when things were pretty bad, really bad. We are now cherishing every day we have together. God has blessed us with happiness and peace again, and every day is a true gift. We look at life from a perspective of gratitude, refusing to hold on to any misery over little things. I've learned to never give up hope. Thank you, and God bless, from Lorraine."
Yeah.
are New York's 106.7 Light FM. I'm Delilah. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing tonight, I'm glad that you are here with me. If you ever go to our Facebook page, I have a lot of fun on Facebook. I really do. Talking to you and chatting with you and getting your responses to my little quotes. Every morning I try to find, when I do my, I do devotionals in the morning, and I try to find something that I can share with you, just to share a little bit of love with you via the Facebook page. And Rhonda shared this with me. She says, when my first son was born, the music you played would calm him to sleep. We always said if we had a girl, we would name her Delilah for all the peace and quiet you blessed us with every night listening to your show. This is my Delilah taken this summer in Grand Teton National Park. And she posted a picture of a sweet little girl in a field of yellow flowers. And she's got a wreath of yellow and purple flowers in her hair. And it doesn't even look real. It looks like a postcard. It's so beautiful. And the Grand Tetons are in the background. Rhonda, thank you for posting that. But thank you for honoring me by naming your daughter Delilah. I certainly hope she doesn't give her mom as bad of a time when she's a teenager as I gave my mom. We'll be back. You're listening to Delilah.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
All through the night, I'll be awake and I'll be with you. All through the night, this precious time, when time is new. All through the night today, knowing that. Cat is crying, so stray cat sings back. Oh.